Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Lynn. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is so fun to hear all of these people that want to join our owner and founder, David Sandoval, for his weekly Meet the Owners call. And that's what I love about this company. On the one hand, we've got a field organization that wants to learn more about health, more about wellness, wants to understand how they can live a cleaner, greener, healthier life. And we've got an owner on the other side that's happy, in fact, motivated. His mission over the last 20-plus years has been to teach this information and to share this information and to make sure that you have the best products and know how to use those products in the best way so you can have that healthier life and you can share that with your friends, your family, and your community. And tonight we're going to be talking about activated barley. I've heard lots about good fats. I've heard almost nothing about good carbs. And David Sandoval is going to share with us tonight why activated barley is the good carb, where it comes from, why he puts it in our products, and how you can buy it at a buy three, get one free as a premier member here this month only. So, David Sandoval, please tell us a little bit about activated barley and why this product is so important and why you put it into the Purium product line.
Well, thank you, David. Could you hear me?
Can hear you loud and clear.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, David, what a great intro that you gave me. First of all, thank you to everybody who's taken time out of your busy schedules to be with us tonight. This is an educational format. This is not a night where we're going to talk about business or gift cards or recruiting. Although those things are very important, none of them matter if we're not giving gift cards and recruiting for the purposes of making people's lives better. And the lives that we're making better are innumerable. And the reasons why are not always known. You're taking these products like the Power Shake, and you're doing it on faith. And I want to share with you some of the insights into the power foods and why they're so immensely important. And so since you said it's the good carbohydrate, it's a super carbohydrate. It's the superfood of carbohydrates. And we all know, I always laugh and say, give me a food pyramid with protein and fats and carbohydrates and fibers, you know, and fruits and vegetables. And I'm going to tell you that the highest quality protein on the planet that anyone's ever seen comes from, of course, master amino acids. And in second place is spirulina, and we have them both. Then you have really amazing plant protein combinations, like Love, where we combine various foods. So when it comes to protein, we've got you covered with master aminos, with spirulina, 65% pure vegan protein, as well as the Love Super Meal, three amazing sources of protein. So we got your protein covered. And then you go to your fats, and you just look, and again, you look to spirulina, which has the same essential fatty acids as you find in salmon. Not flaxseed, but salmon. Animal fat in a plant. The only place in the world where that happens. And then we give you the coconut oil, of course. And in the Love Super Meal, the abundant flaxseeds for omega-3s that you get from plants. So we've got your flaxseed omega-3s. We've got your spirulina omega-3s. And then we've got your amazing branched chain amino acids, medium chain triglycerides, went back to proteins for a moment, medium chain triglycerides in your coconut oil. Amazing fats, amazing proteins. And of course, you know, if we talk about vegetables, there is no more potent vegetable than wheatgrass. Wheatgrass, barley grass, oat grass, and then you have the alfalfa juice, along with all of our other amazing vegetables like broccoli and three-day old broccoli sprout and kale, etc., that you find in our green food blends. They're amazing. The most potent green vegetables on the planet, by far, the superstars, the superfoods, and of course, fruits the same, the tart cherry concentrate, unbelievable. The godfather of fruits absolutely stands head and shoulders above all other fruits. And our best of fruits for when you want a wide variety of fruits from the kingdom of fruits. And that leaves us with another section, carbohydrates. Carbohydrates, essential. We could not live without carbohydrates, period. We would die without them. And yet they've gotten such a bad name because they have been destroyed by food processors and by food producers to where we think that carbohydrates are now bad. Sugars are bad when they are simple. Carbohydrates are bad when they are simple. You see? And so when we're talking about carbohydrates, you have to realize that these carbohydrates, and we're going to get into a little bit of science here, are made out of glucose. Fiber is made out of glucose, and sugar is made out of glucose. And when you have shorter chains of glucose links, we refer to them as sugar, right up to 7, 4, 5, 6 glucose links, 7 glucose links, 8 glucose links. And then we start getting into more complex sugars or super simple carbohydrates, right up to 9, 10, 11, 12. And then we have more complex carbohydrates that start at like 13, 14, 15, 16. Well, activated barley is the most complex carbohydrate because it is not 16 or 17 or 18 or 19 or 20. It is the most complex a carbohydrate can be and still be digestible. Again, I'm laying some science on you. When you have glucose links of 24 and above, it's undigestible, indigestible. And thus, we call it fiber. And so, in shorter chains of glucose, it's considered a carbohydrate that could be broken down into glucose to fuel our cells. And the longer it takes to break it down, the better. If all of them break down at once, then it's considered simple. If they break down slowly, one at a time, we consider them complex. Nothing is more complex than activated barley among all carbohydrates on the planet. And that's amazing. But how did it become so? Well, what is the activating process that makes this all possible? But before we get into that, we need to give the obvious answer to our quiz. And the obvious answer to our quiz is activated barley. The Greek and Roman physicians created activated barley as the first known baby food in history. It was given to babies whose mothers had died giving birth. Historically, those babies had no chance. Unless the miracle that a sister or a very close relative had given birth recently and was still lactating and was willing to share their precious milk with the now orphaned child or motherless child. Well, the Romans figured out a solution. They created the first baby food, and it was phenomenal at keeping these young newborns alive. So that's how activated barley relates to infants and Greek physicians. But how does it relate to the elderly? You see, the elderly who could no longer chew their food properly would die of malnutrition. And since dental practices were not what they were today, it was very common for the elderly to die of malnutrition caused by a lack of teeth, toothlessness. You can't chew your food, you die. Well, activated barley was served also to the elderly and kept them alive and well. And finally, its amazing properties were discovered by the Greek army, who ultimately became the fastest marching army in history. Even today, no army has marched faster, carrying 30, 40, 50-pound packs on their backs. And having much shorter legs than modern soldiers, they still hold that record. And finally, realizing the ultimate amazing quality of the food, it became the sacred food of gladiators. The food, I didn't mean sacred, I meant exclusive food of gladiators. Gladiators would eat this food exclusively prior to fighting to the death. And if they won, they would need the energy to fight again, and it was the activated barley that provided that energy. the Greek army became known, excuse me, the Roman army became known as men who eat barley. And ultimately, the gladiators did as well. And so this phenomenal history of this food, we literally ripped it from the pages of history to bring it to you again today. And I'm so excited to say that is the answer to our question, what do these ancient things have in common? The elderly, the newborn, the soldier, the gladiator, and the physician in Greek and Roman times. And the answer is that they all are related to, they all in some way relate to activated barley. The Greek and Roman physicians who created it and those who benefited from it. All the way down to you and I today. Because in a world that is truly needing this type of food, I want to explain to you, first of all, how it's made. And then I want to explain why it's made that way and what benefits come out of that. You see, first of all, it's made with organic, pure, non-hybrid, non-crossbred, non-GMO, the highest quality barley available, which is an heirloom barley that is germinated. Now, germinated means it gets moistened by steam, not soaked in water, moistened by steam, so that all the kernels are evenly moist. And this causes a rapid germination. Germination is when the seeds absorb osmotically moisture. They bring moisture from outside of the seed shell to inside of the seed shell for the purposes of activating the miracle of life. It is germination at its simplest form. Now, once the seedling has been germinated, within 24 hours it will begin to sprout, and so it's vitally important to take the seedling after it is germinated, but prior to sprouting. By doing this, you capture all of the energy that was reserved in the seedling that would be used for sprouting. And once the sprouting has begun, the energy has been dispersed like a match igniting a flame. Germinating is the match. And as it's igniting before the flame, as soon as the ignition starts, imagine a match, as soon as the ignition starts and you watch the sulfur firing at its hottest level, you know that that sulfur is much hotter than the flame that ensues. And pretty soon that flame consumes the little cardboard or paper match and it's gone. Now, would you rather have the flame after it started to burn the cardboard? Or do you want the flame while it's burning the sulfur on the head of the matchstick? That's the difference between germinated and sprouted. A mild flame versus an explosive one. And we want explosive type of energy. And I don't mean that it explodes in our body. I mean it has that much energy potential still without being exhausted that your body gets to benefit from. Not after it's been expended, but your body benefits from when it is expended. And that's the miracle of germinating and capturing the seedling at the germinating stage. Now, when you do that, you create beta-glucan qualities, gummy qualities. A gummy beta-glucan is really good at helping your body. You know what it does in oats. You know what it does in flax seeds. You know what it does in these foods that are claiming to help maintain and control and create healthy cholesterol levels. Well, guess what? We got that. And you know the amazing anti-aging, antioxidant enzymes, superoxide dismutase, the one that they claim comes from these melons in France, and then Cindy Crawford makes her anti-aging creams out of those amazing enzymes. Well, that's all true about the enzyme. I don't know how her products are, but it's definitely true about the enzyme. Here's something else you don't know. when barley is activated, it is bursting. It creates massive amounts of superoxide dismutase, that incredible reparative antioxidant enzyme that we all love to benefit from, but we don't even know is there. Between this super slow-burning carbohydrate, between these very rare types of beta-glucans, and of course the incredible enzymes that are created, you've got a food that's ideal for people who worry about blood glucose and blood glucose control. You've got an ideal food for athletes who worry about endurance and sustained energy. You've got an amazing food that is an integral part of the power shake. It is the super slow-burning carbohydrate that makes the power shake so powerful. And, of course, it's sold separately. Now, I have an amazing recipe I want to share with you, one of my favorite recipes I'm going to share with you in just one moment. Give me a moment. I'm going to take a sip of water, and I'll be right back. Okay, well, thank you all. Remember that we are listening to the Purium Health Products Wednesday night consumer education call, Meet the Owners call. Let's talk to Dave, whatever we want to call it. And we get together every Wednesday to do what we're doing now, for me to have a forum to talk to you about what I am most passionate about. And that's educating people about the amazing foods that I have searched the planet for from corner to corner. I've searched this earth, I've scoured history and science to bring you guys some really unique foods. Foods that are so powerful that when compared to other foods in their category, compared to any other proteins and fats and carbohydrates or vegetables or fruits or fibers, compared to any others, ours are so special, so unique, so potent. And there's so many ways to use it. As you know, we mix it with one of those. So check out the Power Shake. We've got one of the most amazing fats that you could find that's found in rice bran solubles. Amazing, incredible fat. One of the best fats for you on the face of the earth. Then, that is what is called tocotrienols and trienols, by the way. They're in the vitamin E family, and they're way more potent than vitamin E. Way more potent than vitamin E. We give you that super healthy fat, and then we give you a super healthy protein in the form of spirulina, the healthiest protein, like I said, from a plant on the planet. Of course, the master aminos may be a superior protein because they are composed of several plants mixed together scientifically, but that doesn't mean that they have everything spirulina does. They only have a protein, whereas spirulina is loaded with healthy fats and loaded with vitamins and minerals. And then, of course, we put the activated barley, the super slow-burning carbohydrate. What an amazing combination. You have incredible fats and antioxidants, incredible proteins and fats and nutrients, and incredible super slow burning carbohydrates. Why else do you think we call it the Power Shake? It's a superfood shake. It's the ultimate sort of food combination from nature. But the activated barley could be used so many other ways. So many other ways. It actually appears in several of our products. But I like to use it alone. I like to order me a big old jar of activated barley, And I also get some other products like the rice bran solubles, and I get the coconut oil. And I begin to make myself some nice snacks. Now, a couple of things that I make, one of my favorites that I just finished making in the kitchen right now for a video that will be available to you very soon. And I made two of my favorite snacks on camera for you. And I'm going to reveal them to you right now. First of all, I made what I call activated barley pan gravy. This is the healthiest, happy gravy you've ever seen. Because most gravy, as you know, is not good for you at all. It's made with white flour. It's made with fat drippings, typically from an animal, of course. And it's made with a bunch of other unhealthy stuff that who knows what goes into there with all the different, you know, spice combinations that may have monosodium glutamate or whatever. You just never know what's in your gravy. But I'll tell you this, this is going to be Davy Gravy. That's our name, Davy Gravy, the best gravy you're ever going to have. All you need to do, and this is what I did, is I cooked up some purple potatoes. Purple potatoes are Peruvian potatoes. They have the same nutritional profile as blueberries. I'm not lying. Purple potatoes have the same benefits as blueberries. So if you want to have potatoes, what better excuse than to have the benefits of blueberries, right? So I fried me up some purple potatoes in coconut oil because coconut oil is great, very, very easy to fry food in. Added me some onions and some garlic and a few other spices like cayenne and salt and black pepper. And I've cooked those potatoes and I pulled out all the big parts of the potatoes. I left in the coconut oil, the darkened parts of the onions, and the little crispy ends of the potatoes. And I just covered it all in activated barley and I stirred it around. Turned the heat back up and let it get a little bit brown, added a half a cup of water, stood back, and watched it bubble up into the most delicious, thick, and tasty gravy you could ever hope for. Really, really good stuff. I mean, really good stuff. And I think the fellas are in the kitchen enjoying the leftovers right now. Now, the next thing that I did is I wanted to show that it could not only be part of your dinner, it could be part of your dessert. That's right, it could be part of your dessert. I took, again, some activated barley, some rice bran, some coconut oil, and a little bit of water. And I mixed basically a cup of rice bran, a half a cup of activated barley, a quarter cup of coconut oil, and a quarter cup of water. I mix that all together, and then I just add a little more activated barley until it's thickened up. Mix it all together, and then I take and I start adding in some of my favorite ingredients. By the way, this nougat is so delicious. You put a little bit of agave or maybe some other sweetener. I put some coconut sap in mine as well. And then I started adding some cranberries, some raisins, some nut chips. I added some coconut, shredded coconut. I just added just all my favorite little things, and I threw it in, and I'm making myself an energy ball or a bar or maybe a cookie, whatever you want to call it. It's really, really tasty, really delicious, really energetic, tastes like dessert. And there's no reason why you can't, you know, put that over apples or make it taste like a candy apple. I've done that before. It's really good. Just take that nougat, put it over an apple. Tastes just like a candy apple. There's so many ways that you could do this, and each one of them is creative. And I've got those recipes coming to you on video. So look for Throwdown Thursday tomorrow. I'll put those recipes on my Facebook page. We call it Throwdown Thursday. That's where I share recipes with you. For those of you who don't know the lineup, we have Movie Monday. That's where I share one of my favorite videos. Then we have Testimonial Tuesday. That's where I share some of my favorite testimonials. Then we have What's Up Wednesday. That's where I inform you of what's going to be on the call tonight. And then we have Throwdown Thursdays. That's where I give you some good food to throw down. And on Friday, it's Fitness Fridays. Now, this Saturday, I want you to look for a special edition recognition or celebration Saturday I got a little fireworks. You got a lot of people who made new rank advancements. That's the only thing I'm going to say about business, but look for that on Saturday. So become a Facebook follower. The more you share the stuff that I put up there, the faster this vision is growing. So please become part of that. Again, you could, you know, look us up, get us up on Facebook, and trust me, we're going to make the world a better place. So now you've got those two recipes, and you know that it goes into any smoothie and makes it better. It truly is one of the most functional foods that you're ever going to see, whether you put into a smoothie. And here, I'll give you one last thing that you could do, okay? You're going to love this. You're going to take and you're going to soak some raisins. You're just going to cover them with enough water to cover them. Then you're going to soak them overnight. And then you're going to soak some cashews. The next day, you're going to put all that into a blender. And you're going to blend the cashews with the raisins. Then you're going to add the same mixture that I just gave you. The activated barley, the rice bran, the coconut oil, and the water. You're going to make that, and you're going to mix it with the thing that I just said, with the about equal parts. You're going to put 1 cup of raisins, 1 cup of cashews. You're going to soak it. You're going to soak them, and then that's going to give you your 2 cups to go with these 2 cups. You're going to make 4 cups, and that's going to make you 2 to 3 amazing raw food pie crusts. You're going to get some pie tins, and you're going to coat them with a little bit of coconut oil and flour, and then you're going to begin to squeeze this down onto the pie tin, put one on top of the other, and squeeze down and make the form of a pie crust. Then you fill it with all your favorite ingredients, and I could give you more about that on another call, but that's a one last recipe that is not going to be on the video. Now, again, my name is David Sandoval. You've been listening to the Wednesday Night Call. I got one more story to tell you. Give me one moment. I just checked the time, and we do not have time for one more story because I always keep my promise that this will be a 30-minute call that lets you listen with confidence, know you're not going to miss anything if you can't be here beyond that. I want to let you know that we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the call tonight. I am so flattered by that. The fact that you believe that I am worth listening to for 30 minutes out of your day makes me feel good about the time that I use preparing for these calls. So once again, my name is Dave Sandoval, one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. I want to thank each and every one of you for being on the call tonight. I hope you will look for these recipes and the videos, and you will try activated barley. And now I'm going to do as I always do. I'm going to unlock this call, give everybody a chance to give a little shout-out, say a little hello. And by the way, we have nearly 600 people signed up for our national convention. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, David. That might be mad at me. Nearly 600 people signed up for our national convention. I want to see you there. It's going to be epic. Please don't miss it. You can't be the first ever again. This is our first ever. We want you there. All right, man. Here we go.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. I love doing this. And by the way, activated barley is the special this month. Did I mention that?
Yes, I'm ordering some.
I'm off the
chart.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. Okay, love you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, David. Enjoy your lunch as well.
Thank you, David.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, good night, y'all. I'm putting it down now.
Thank you.
Good night, David.